Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. This email just in from David. David says, Mr. Root, I believe you're correct about America finally seeing the election was stolen, and your comment about white people are being attacked and being blamed for everything has been true for quite some time. My hometown of Rochester, New York, was no doubt one of the first to be destroyed by progressive nonsense. I hope that I can finish my memoir, which is as much a story of what destroyed Rochester, New York, and New York State as it is about me. This nonsense is only beginning to affect the rest of the country. It needs to stop before we lose the entire country. David in Rochester, New York. Thank you, David. And keep in mind, I never, ever, ever, ever. You know, I heard someone say this to me today. They said, I love myself, and I'm white, and I love white people, but that doesn't mean I ever want to hurt or hate black people. There's no racism in saying I appreciate me. I'm proud of being who I am. You know, I wrote a book, Angry White Male. There wasn't a negative word in it about people of color. Not a negative word. I don't have a negative thought in my brain or my heart about people of color. But I know when I see racism, and every day I see Democrats hate white people, hate Jews, hate Christians, hate America, hate capitalism, and they're trying to bring it all down. I could see the hate they have towards white people, towards Jewish people, but I have no hate towards any group of people or any race of people or any sex of people. All the racism's on the other side, and that was what Saul Alinsky taught the Democrats. So you're allowed to say, oh my God, the hate towards white people is incredible. That doesn't make you a racist. If you see the hate and you bring it up, if you see that in every black neighborhood in America, every inner city that's majority black, the crime rate is through the roof. And who's getting killed? Who's getting mugged? Who's getting raped? Who's getting violated in many ways? Who's getting robbed? Other black people. That's not racism. That's because I care about black people. That's because I'm seeing those cities were all run by Democrats. And the Democrats who run them are doing nothing. Absolutely nothing for the black people that live in them and vote Democrat for them year after year, decade after decade. They give them nothing. They do nothing for them. They give them a little bit of money in the form of welfare and food stamps to pacify them so they don't riot on a daily basis. They don't cause trouble. They like keeping them like chia pet, you know? Here's enough money to just live life a little bit so you survive. And hopefully they'll keep the crime down. Hopefully they'll keep the rioting down to maybe once every 10 years you'll burn the town down. But, you know, it won't be every day and it won't be every year because I give you a little bit of money. I make sure you have a welfare check. That's not taking care of people. That's no good. We don't want people on welfare with no husbands in the house raising children as a single mom on welfare and food stamps. Nobody's life benefits that. As Republicans and conservatives, we want to help people. We don't want to give handouts, but we want to give a hand up. We want to lift you up. And we want to make you a winner and a success in life. Welfare and food stamps don't make you a winner and a success in life. A check for stimulus does not make you a winner and a success in life. Extra unemployment money does not make you a success in life. Universal income does not make you a success in life. Giving welfare benefits to illegal aliens and free health care to illegal aliens does not make you a success in life. Owning a business, providing a living for yourself and your family is what makes you a success in life. For that, we don't offer you a handout that leaves you in misery for the rest of your life. You know, on a scale of 1 to 10, your life used to be a 1. If you were in poverty, it would be a 0 or a 1, right? So Democrats make sure it's always a 2. Because when it's a 1, there's a revolution. When it's a 1, they're murdering people in the street. When it's a 1, they're rioting and burning the country down and the city down and the county down. So Democrats want to make sure that poor people are never a 1 on a 1 to 10 or a 0. They want to make sure they're always a 2. Make them just happy enough and give them just enough money that they're on a short leash, like a parent giving an allowance to their kid. No parent makes their kid rich. You give us $10, $20 here or there. Just enough to keep them loving mom and dad and keeping them wanting to come home in the house once in a while because mom and dad gives you the 10 and the 20. But nobody makes their kids rich and hands them 10,000 or 20,000 or a million. If you do, you're an idiot. You're a schmuck. Because your kid will blow it in 5 minutes and buy a fancy Ferrari and be dead in a car crash in a week. Happens all the time, by the way. I've seen it many times. Drunk on drugs and daddy's Ferrari dead wrapped around a tree. So you never want to give kids a lot of money. You give them just enough money that they can survive, they can go on a date, they can buy the latest record they like. But not enough money to be rich because you got to earn it. Nobody ever gives you enough money to live rich without earning it. But Democrats give you just enough money, like a parent with an allowance, to make you not completely unhappy and make you a little bit happy and a little bit less than pure misery. So on a 1 to 10, instead of being a 0 or 1, you're a 2. Republicans admit some people will be at 1 or 0 if they're lazy, if they don't want to work, if they're not very smart, if they don't know how to hustle. They might be at a 1 or a 0. Some people are losers in life. But we want most people to be like 5 and above, and we want as many people as possible to be 8, 9, and 10. You aren't going to get that from government or mommy or daddy's allowance. But there's no racism in the Republican Party, none. But here these guys pop up out of nowhere in Clark County, Nevada. And I thought they were good guys. The name of their organization was a business name. And next thing I know, I'm being shown websites that their main leaders are all site administrators for that have the most vile, anti-Semitic, racist language I've ever seen. And next thing you know, that same group and their leaders are trying to take over the Clark County Republican Party. This is incredible. This is something the whole world should know about. The Republican Party in Nevada is undergoing a takeover by thugs. Allegedly might be, seem like thugs. I'm always careful what I say. From the information I've been presented and the threats I've heard about, seems like, likely, allegedly, these are people with criminal records, they're thugs, and they are not people that should ever be associated with the Republican Party. And if they are, then Democrats get their rainy dream. Because this is the end of the Republican Party if you let these people take control or take any prominent position. With criminal records and drug use. And one of them, I understand, wants to run for major office in Nevada and was involved in murdering his cellmate in a prison cell. This is what you're dealing with. Wayne Root's a son of a butcher, and I went to Columbia University and graduated everywhere I ever went, straight A pluses, top of my class, and became a self-made millionaire at the age of 27 with a house on the beach in Malibu and became a host of 5 shows on CNBC. And later on at the number one show on Newsmax TV and nationally syndicated radio talk show and 14 books, including like 8 bestsellers and publicly traded companies I'm CEO of and nationally syndicated newspaper column. And what else am I leaving out? Reality TV show hits. That's a life of success and celebration. That's the all-America dream. That's what you want leading the Republican Party and conservative talk radio. Not somebody who murdered their cellmate in Leavenworth. Not someone who got arrested in Illinois with heroin in their car. You got to be kidding me. You know what's amazing in life? If you have a criminal record, you could do anything you want in America once you get out of prison. Isn't America great? You could start a business. You could do 1,000 different things. But can't you stay away from politics? What kind of a lunatic thinks with a criminal record you should be involved with politics? You know, the one where they hold a microscope over your life? What kind of person thinks if you're a thug and you make threats against people's lives when you don't get what you want, that you should be involved in politics? Because, boy, that's the last thing the Republican Party needs is people like this involved. Let me segue to John, what is it, Cena, you told me? Chris, I've never actually seen a movie with him. John Cena. I think I called him Senna before because it's C-E-N-A. Who the heck knows? Never even seen one of his movies. I think he's a martial arts guy, right? And he does, like, you know, yeah, WWE, and he does violent movies, you know, cool shoot 'em up action movies. John Cena went on social media this week to apologize profusely for calling the country of Taiwan a country. See, now you know who's a real guy and who's a wussy, who's a pussycat. What a tough guy John Cena is. He called the country of Taiwan a country. China got mad at him for calling Taiwan a country. And Cena and Hollywood literally got on their knees and begged China for forgiveness. Oh, my gosh. Hollywood panic. John Cena could have cost NBC Universal, WWE, billions of dollars unless he apologized to China. Hollywood star, WWE champion John Cena has apologized to China for correctly calling Taiwan a country during a recent press tour for the movie Fast and Furious 9. And his groveling mea culpa highlights the degree to which Cena's career has become intertwined with communist China and how his employers at NBC Universal and the WWE have billions of dollars on the line if they angered Beijing. In a video posted to China's website Weibo, John Cena acknowledged that he recently made a mistake. He referred to a recent interview during which he reportedly said Taiwan is the first country to watch the movie. And China went wild because they don't consider Taiwan a country. It's not a country. He delivered his apology in Mandarin. Oh, this is priceless. This is priceless. I made a mistake, he said. I have something very, very, very important to say now. I love and respect China and the Chinese people. I'm very sorry about my mistake. I apologize. I'm sorry. Oh, my God.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years, beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is, for vets, by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of Sons of Liberty CBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about Sons of Liberty CBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
You hear that? That is the sound.
No, that is the sound of the wrecker. That is the sound of the tow truck.
That is the sound of your car stuck in the snow and the tow truck is on its
way. You know what the tow truck is coming for? The tow truck
is coming for your wallet.
That's what it's coming for. I know.
That's what it's coming for. Listen, this is Billy Gerard here, Rockstar Radio.
I have the solution.
It is called Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. TrackGrabber.com. Winter is coming. Do not let this sound. You. Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there, get these. They are inexpensive. They will save you a fortune in the long run, and they will save you from getting stuck. Go to trackgrabber.com. Log on. Get yourself a pair. Get a pair for the family. They're easy to install, and they will get you out of the mud, the snow, the sand. They will save you from the wrecker bills. Oh, my goodness. They will pay for themselves the first time you use the trackgrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR saves 25%. That's trackgrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for Revive Health. Revive is an inexpensive alternative or supplement to traditional health care. It's perfect for independent contractors, gig workers, and small business owners. What you need is flexibility, portability, affordability, and ease of access. You also need convenient care that you can get anywhere. That's what Revive is. Affordable, flexible, portable, fast, simple, health care anywhere. Revive treats you like you are the CEO of your own Fortune 500 company. Usually, you can only get access to a product like this if you work for for a big company with thousands of employees. You'll have instant access to an online marketplace where you can literally save hundreds of dollars on things you need, and you don't have to pay higher rates for things you don't. The cost is, get this, only $59 a month to join. There are no copays. You'll also save hundreds of dollars on medications. There's no waiting. You don't need to waste time at doctor's offices. You can meet with high-quality telemedicine doctors or medical professionals quickly and from the comfort of your home. Sign up today at revive-healthcare.com. Revive-healthcare.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, by the way, you know what I forgot to mention? I never said congratulations to Phil Mickelson. What a wonderful thing happened over the weekend. At the age of 50 years old, he wins a huge tournament. I think it was the PGA, right? Wasn't it the big PGA tournament? So one of the majors of the year, and he hadn't won a major in, like, I don't know, 25 years or something like that, and he's the oldest guy to ever win one now. And I just, you know, I know for a fact, I have a few friends and fans who are in the golf world, golf pros, big-time guys, and they always tell me that he's one of the most beloved golfers out there. You know, I never worry about what the fans think. I like to hear what the insiders think who really know these guys, and they really like him. They really, really like him. He's a good guy. And he's been good to everyone around him. He's good to his wife. He's good to his family. And so one of the truly good guys had such a nice thing happen. Let's face it. You know, he was a great golfer, and then he got completely eclipsed by Tiger Woods. Tiger came along and blew him away, and Phil kept finishing number two, number three. And Tiger Woods got all the glory. I mean, Phil was still making $40, $50 billion a year. Not such a terrible life, right? You're always number two. You're always playing second fiddle, and you only make $40 billion a year. That was Phil. But nonetheless, you know, everybody's got ego, and I think he was kind of, you know, just completely eclipsed by Tiger Woods' incredible success for a while. And then everybody forgot about Phil Mickelson, and Phil Mickelson lost confidence in Phil Mickelson, and he didn't win a major tournament in 20 years, and now he wins at the age of 50, the oldest guy ever, and he breaks the record by 2 years. The last oldest guy to ever win a major was 48 years old, I read. So he did it at 50, and the crowds loved him, and they were just overjoyed at his victory, and they followed him everywhere. And it was really an amazing moment, an amazing scene, and I want to congratulate Phil Mickelson. Great guy. Big Republican, too, by the way, just happens to be. It's not the reason I'm congratulating him, but a nice bonus. Happens to think the way that we think. So good to see a guy an athlete who's actually a big conservative and really doesn't hide it, pretty open about it. I think he's a big fan of President Trump, and it's great that he's doing well. Phil Mickelson, wow, what a comeback. Just more proof, never count anybody out, you know? I'd be willing to bet you I'm going to get a major, major television show in the next 5 years. And nobody gets TV shows at the age of 60 and above. I'll bet you money I get one. Never count special people out who have a lot of energy and a lot of passion and a lot of desire and a special something going for them. You can never count them out. And Phil Mickelson was counted out for a lot of years now. He was disregarded for the last 10 years, I'll bet, you could argue. And out of the blue, he just carves out an amazing history for himself all over again, an historic, legendary situation all over again that no one thought he was capable of doing. Nobody. Phil Mickelson, congratulations. Sponsor of this segment of the show, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare offers affordable health care sharing programs starting as low as $199 a month. Liberty HealthShare, I found them 6 years ago when they became the sponsor of the show, and I decided in my mind that, you know, you can't offer something on the show to your fans that you are not willing to do yourself. So if I'm going to ask my fans to join Liberty HealthShare and give up health insurance, well, then I've got to give up health insurance to join Liberty HealthShare. And I did, and it was the best move I've ever made. But I'd be lying if I said I wasn't nervous. I'd be lying if I didn't say I was a little bit scared, because it's not health insurance. It's an alternative to health insurance. So all of a sudden, for the first time in my entire life, I was without health insurance. That's really scary to say I'm with a Christian health-sharing company from a nonprofit ministry, not health insurance. And that my children are with them, so my children are being protected by that company too. Very scary. And I did it because it wouldn't be right to let them advertise to you unless I tried it out, unless I lived it too, unless I made the change too. So I did it, and it was great. Best decision I ever made. No contracts, no network. You choose any doctors or hospitals you want, and here's the most important thing you need to know. Credibility. They have over 200,000 members. They paid out over $1.2 billion in claims in the past 4 years. And I'm a member. My kids are members. In premiums alone, I've saved well over $120,000 since I joined. Could be as much as $150,000 or $180,000 or $200,000. But I try not to ever, you know, exaggerate or guess. I'm thinking it's about $120,000 or above, and that's all I'll commit to. See, it all depends what my payments would be right now from Aetna, the health insurance I had before I switched to Liberty. When I was with Aetna, I was paying $2,000 a month. That was 6 years ago. Would I now be paying $3,000 a month? Would I be paying $3,500? Would I be paying $3,700? Would I be paying $4,000? Maybe I saved $200,000 in the last 6 years, but I know I saved $120,000. Every time you look at your bank account, would you like to see an extra $120,000? Pretty cool. Find out more about your health sharing options. Call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, 855-58-LIBERTY, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. My email, by the way, WayneRoot@gmail.com. WayneRoot@gmail.com. My website, RootForAmerica.com. All my commentaries, all my videos are there, RootForAmerica.com.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The United States is reaching a major milestone in the COVID-19 vaccination effort. The White House announcing 50% of American adults are now fully vaccinated against coronavirus. That translates to nearly 130 million people. President Biden set a goal to get 160 million adults fully vaccinated by July 4th. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell is ripping the removal of the remaining U.S. troops from Afghanistan.
The president's decision to retreat from Afghanistan is not clear-eyed or strategic. It's dangerous, wishful thinking.
The Kentucky Republican speaking on the Senate floor also warning that the Taliban is poised to restart control over the war-torn nation. The White House also announcing that President Biden will meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin next month in Switzerland. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact. Contact in the Desert.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as The Warrior. I was on Steve Bannon's. To come up to me in the street, they're going to have their hands full. Because I fight back, baby. I'm not a wimp. I don't stand around denying I'm a Jew. I don't turn my back when people ask me if I'm a Jew. They're going to have a problem when they ask me that question. Energized Health is the sponsor of this segment of the show. John and Chelsea Jubilee are the regular guests on my show from Energized Health, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration and the results. People lose fat fast while still eating many of the foods they love. Supercharge their energy, boost their immune system. You'll look and feel years younger. It's simple and natural without painful exercise. How do I know? Because I've only been on the program for a few short months, and I've already lost 25 pounds of inner body fat, and I've gained 10 pounds of muscle. And everywhere I go, people say, you look fantastic, and you look younger, and you look thinner, and you look 10 years younger. And that's all good stuff, and everybody wants to hear that. So either go to EnergizedHealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials, EnergizedHealth.com, or cut to the chase and join right now at 888-444-8895. You lose 25 pounds of inner body visceral fat, 888-444-8895. Mention War and get 40% off, 40% off, EnergizedHealth.com. Okay, we've got our guest, Autry Pruitt, CEO of New Journey PAC, exposing the lies and misdeeds of the Democrats, founded by Rush Limbaugh's legendary producer, Bo Snerdly, is how you know him. His real name is James Golden. He's the author of, Autry is the author of Planes, Steak, and Water, Defending Donald J. Trump. Autry Pruitt, how are you?
I'm doing well, Wayne. I'm so glad to be on board with you.
Doing what a well. Wonderful reception. Wow, you are crystal clear. This must be a Skype line, right? You sound, you sound like you're next door. Fantastic. Great stuff. So, by the way, I've got President Trump on my show tomorrow. He's opening up my show, so that should be a lot of fun. And I got a lot to talk to him about. But one of the things I want to talk to him about is the same thing I'm going to talk to you about, which is, you know, BLM and Antifa and how violent and destructive and how bad it's all going, how dangerous our inner cities are. All the big cities in America have major upticks in crime and murder, and they cannot recruit any new policemen. So I think we're in a lot of trouble.
Listen, I agree with you. I think we're in a lot of trouble. I've been focusing on in New Journey right now. I've been focusing on being able to move individuals away from BLM and away from Antifa, particularly those in the black community, and just move them in a different direction. Fortunately, President Biden, Vice President Harris are actually making that job easier, because what I'm finding is, instead of focusing on how destructive BLM and Antifa are, what I've been focusing on in messaging with those in the black community, I've been focusing on how little they're doing for you. And what I'm finding is that is a better selling message. In other words, a lot of individuals, unfortunately, that BLM and Antifa target, particularly BLM, let's put BLM mostly, target in terms of messaging and conversion, are in poor communities. They already live in an HE double hockey sticks hole, right? They already live in a hell hole. And so when you talk about them being destructive and destroying communities and lives, a lot of times that doesn't necessarily always compute, because the target they burn down and the other thing they destroy is on the fringe of the town. It's maybe between the suburb and the bad area, right? Very, very few of the things actually are happening purely in bad areas. But when you begin to talk about the things that they're advocating for and how the fact that, okay, BLM has existed, well, and they have tons of money, why haven't they shut down these gangs and made an effort to work with the local community and shut down these gangs killing folks in Chicago?
Right.
Why is it that they got $100 million donated to them in the state, in California, in San Francisco, and yet still, even in a virtual classroom situation, they still have a 35% graduation rate, and no one reads at grade level?
Autry, let me break in. Why is it that they've raised $100 million plus at Black Lives Matter, and yet it's being used by the founders to buy fancy homes in all-white neighborhoods.
Well, listen, they've raised, this is where I differ a little bit. They've raised about $1.7
billion.
So,
$1.7 billion.
So if the founders, if the three founders start the organization, get about $10 million each, in actuality, that's probably in line with the amount of money they raise. The issue, this is my problem. The issue isn't necessarily on them buying the house. It is, you're right about this, but the fact they buy it in white neighborhoods, they buy it where there's white cops, they buy it where there's white schools is the problem. But the issue isn't even them getting the money. I think if we focus in on them getting the money, that's the problem. The issue is the fact that they get $1.7 billion. In other words, if you're running a $1.7 billion organization and the top people that are leading an organization that started from scratch, they walk away with $10 million, that's actually not a bad – in terms of a value – think about it. These three folks have created $1.6 billion of value.
I get it, but here's where I'll debate you a little bit. If I create a $1.6 billion company in a capitalist society, you're right. $10 million is not even a lot. I expect to make $200 million, $300 million. But if you create a nonprofit that claims to care about the inner city and black people and violence and cops killing black people, you're not supposed to take a lot of money. But see, that's the opposite of what happens in America. Nonprofit people all get rich. I've said for years, I think nonprofits have a lot of problems. Not all of them, but there are a lot of them that get too rich. They call it a nonprofit, but they raise $1 million and take a $900,000 salary. That's not a nonprofit. That's you using it as a vehicle to get rich. So that's my problem with the Black Lives Matter founders. I understand if you have a company,
this is the way they've worked their way around that, right? And this is the way they work. First of all, we got to remember that when the NFL says, hey, we're giving $150 million or $250 million over 10 years, of which $100 million of that is slated for Black Lives Matter, we have to remember Black Lives Matter has four entities with it. Two of those entities are nonprofits, 501c3s. One is a 501c4, and they actually have a for-profit entity. Right? So remember, I don't know how much money is transferring from the 501c3 to C4 to the for-profit entity, just legally. Now, I think in principle, I agree with you. I'm not even debating on that. I think in principle, I understand the point. But my larger point is, Wayne, the NFL, when I met with some people that know Colin Kaepernick, for example, that lawyer, Jerry, I said to him, if he really cared, let's say I adopted his philosophy, right, that black people were targeted by police and it was out of control. Let's say I adopted that philosophy. So my attitude was, why didn't you convince Nike, instead of putting not even money to him, but putting $100 million in Black Lives Matter, why don't you say put that $100 million into a legal defense fund and start a law firm that can go after police departments and that can go – that's my issue is that
right. –
I don't want to really, although I have a problem with it, I don't want to focus on Patrice and all of them getting the money. I want to focus on why in the world corporate America is flooding in money in these places. It's a new evolution. Remember when Jesse Jackson used to do that race shuffle stuff where he'd hold a corporation hostage?
Yes.
And get money out of them? It's the new version of that, except for it's 10.0, new and improved.
It's really, I think, over the top when you start something, you know, that's supposed to be nonprofit and it's supposed to help the average black person in poverty who's being, you know, abused by police officers, and you wind up with $3 million worth of houses. Somehow, even if it's legal, it doesn't smell right, feel right, taste right to me. It just doesn't.
I understand that. I get that. I'm willing to bet. This is what I'm going to throw there out there. And the reason I say this is because we have an organization we work with. I can't name their name, but we have an organization that we work with. It's a private organization, LLC, and they investigate. They follow George Soros' money. And what we're finding out, and this might be the case with BLM, what we're finding out is that these leaders aren't actually taking money from BLM. Right? They are actually. What they're doing is individuals like Soros will basically pay them a quote-unquote consulting fee. So they'll give $10 million or $50 million to Black Lives Matter, and then they'll pay these people a consulting fee directly, not through BLM and not through a charity. Right. That's so what I think the reason I say this is because a lot of times we as conservatives, we get caught up when some of this stuff gets exposed and nothing ever happens. And that's because the left does this. They've done this in the past. Well, they'll start a group and the founders want to make money. And so the people that start the group, like Soros or whomever, will say, OK, fine, we'll pour some money into it. But guess what we're going to do? We're going to pay you separately a consultant fee for our company. That way you can take a minimal salary from the organization. Right? They're smart about this kind of stuff.
Oh, they're very smart. We're done.
I don't know if they're actually taking money directly from the organization. I mean, from the stuff I've seen, they actually haven't been. I think they're being paid consulting fees on the side. Plus, her speaking fees are astronomical. You know, getting her to speak is $100,000?
Oh, my gosh. That's amazing. Well, first of all, I can't understand that because how could it be $100,000 when we've had COVID? So there's nobody hiring speakers right now. There's nobody to meet with.
They hire them virtually.
Oh, my gosh. $100,000. That's insane. That's insane. Yeah. Autry, it goes too fast. It always does. Autry Pruitt, CEO of New Journey PAC.
Over already? Okay.
It was, listen, 12 minutes over already, exposing the lies and misdeeds of the Democrats. Check it out, New Journey PAC. You want to check it out. He's also the author of Plain Steak and Water, Defending Donald J. Trump. Autry Pruitt, pleasure to have you on the show. Thank you, my man.
You too, thank you.
Wayne Allyn-Root, the Warrior. We'll be right back. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
Make no mistake, inflation is here. Don't be fooled by the double talk coming from Jerome Powell and Janet Yellen. You can see it for yourself. Gas prices up 60% year to date, and most of that increase came before the Colonial Pipeline was hacked. Want a new home? On average, it costs $35,000 more than a year ago just because of the soaring lumber costs. Inflation is the number one killer of fixed income portfolios. Inflation is the number one killer of your current standard of living. Commodities prices have been soaring for over a year, and our diluted dollars have lost an immense amount of purchasing power due to monetary expansion. Your best protection is gold. That's where my good friends Rich and Michael Chekin come in. Their team at Asset Strategies International wants you to keep what's yours. For my listeners, they're offering 1 ounce gold bars at just $59 over the gold price. That's right, just $59 over the gold price while supplies last. Call them today at 800-831-0007, 800-831-0007, or go to assetstrategies.com. Tell them Moore sent you, and you want to keep what's yours.
Awesome and amazing day. Men, John Jubilee with Energize Health. And I want to just talk to you man-to-man for a moment. One-third of men 50 and over suffer with high blood pressure. That high blood pressure medication has a horrible side effect. Worse than death, erectile dysfunction. And it's brutal, but let's just talk about it medically. We have had thousands of people completely reverse diabetes, high blood pressure, irritable bowel syndrome, yes, and ED, raise their testosterone 500 points naturally through the breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. Men, if you're intelligent, you're skeptical. I want you to be skeptical. But go log on to our website, energizehealth.com. Click that red button. Watch a masterclass. And then watch thousands of men just like you who reversed every single issue that I just mentioned. I don't make a claim. My clients make a claim. energizehealth.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. By the way, the sponsor of this segment of the show, VRA, as in Vertical Research Advisory. For more than 35 years, Kip Herridge has been a leader in the financial industry, working at the highest levels of Wall Street as a money manager for the elite, raising hundreds of millions of dollars for their companies. And then he realized, the light bulb went off, these guys don't care about the average guy. Ma and pa, small investor, they couldn't care less. They only care about the big boys and the billionaires, that's all they care about, and the Wall Street firms themselves that are billion-dollar companies. Goldman Sachs only cares about Goldman Sachs. J.P. Morgan only cares about J.P. Morgan, et cetera, et cetera. So he left. He turned it all away. He turned it, left it behind. That's a bold move, man. He walked away from Wall Street at big salaries and big fees. And in 2003, Kip, my buddy, founded VRA, his daily investment and economic newsletter. His VRA investing system is like unlike anything you've ever seen. His top-performing recommendations crush the markets 88% of the time. I've known Kip for 19 years. I've witnessed his incredible VRA newsletter record for 18 years. He is like the Nostradamus of Wall Street. And every day, I wake up every day and read his newsletter. Kip and his son Tyler and his team tell you what's happening in the economy and the markets and exactly what investments to own, including their top-ranked VRA 10-baggers. Let them prove to you how VRA really works, how consistently they beat the markets. Don't take my word for it. Kip is offering his VRA membership completely free for 2 weeks for all the fans of Wayne Allen Root. Join now at VRAinsider.com. Free 2-week membership for Wayne Root fans at VRAinsider.com. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. I want to laugh with you about the ludicrous COVID rules. They're so ludicrous. I'm so nice, I never give the names of restaurants that really should be picketed and boycotted and literally, you know, punished for being morons. But I never do that because I feel so bad for entrepreneurs. I love entrepreneurs. I love restaurant owners. Even when they're stupid, I protect them. So I went to lunch today at a restaurant. That's all I'm going to say. A really beautiful restaurant in Summerlin. Very nice upscale restaurant with a business client, and from the hostess, where the hostess stands, say that 5 times fast, the hostess stand where the hostess stands, to my table must have been like 10 steps, and she says, you got to put a mask on, and I said, I got to put a mask on, what are you talking about, in the last 10 days, 2 weeks, not one place in Vegas has made me wear a mask. Not one, not even supermarkets anymore make me wear a mask. No one makes me wear a mask. Masks are gone. Masks are a thing of the past. I have a mask in my trunk. I'm nowhere near it. I don't have time to go get it. My seat is 10 steps away. I'm not wearing a mask. She says, then you can't come in. Can't sit down. What? What are you talking about? Can't wear, no, got to wear masks. Now, I was meeting two clients for business, so I couldn't tell them to go stuff it where the sun doesn't shine because the two clients were already sitting at the table. That's who I knew was 10 steps away. And I wasn't going to tell them, sorry, you're sitting down, getting ready to order, and you're starving to have a business lunch with Wayne Root, and Wayne Root's leaving because I'll never eat at this restaurant again. I couldn't do that. So I went to my car, found my mask buried in the trunk in case I ever need it again, and put it on and walked 10 steps from the hostess desk to the table and immediately took it off. And immediately asked her to bring the manager over right away and told the manager, I'll never come here again if you keep this up. And you better tell the owner right now that this ain't going to go. And right behind me was sitting a cop. And the cop joined in with me and told her the same thing. And behind him was another person. And that person at another table said the same thing. I emboldened the whole restaurant to have an uprising. He's right. What do we need masks for? And here's the ludicrousness of it all. So I'm gonna avoid COVID by walking 5 or 10 steps from the hostess desk to my seat. But the minute I sit down, I'm going to take my mask off. I'll never put it on again until the minute I leave and walk 5 steps out of your restaurant. And it's not even 5 steps, because on the 3rd step, I say bye, and I rip the mask off long before I've walked out the door. So you're going to save me from COVID in 3 steps. But when I sit down, I could be without the mask, and that's fine. But wait, it gets much better. Then I ordered guacamole for the table. And the waitress brings the guacamole over for 4 of us, right? Me and my, Andrew Paul is my executive producer of the show. And we were meeting with clients who were advertisers on the show. So the 4 of us are sitting at a table with a guacamole in the center of the table for 4. And not one of us has a plate. So they must have expected us to all take our forks and just stick it into the guacamole and just share communal style. You know, I'm going to get COVID because I've got no mask on, but I should just like, maybe I should lick the guacamole and the other 3 guys should lick the guacamole. Maybe we should all stick our mouths in the plate at the same time, like a dog. So I told the lady, we have no plates. How do you want us to eat the guacamole? She comes back like 5 minutes later with 4 plates. And then she walks away, and then I realize there's no spoon, a large spoon to take the guacamole out. So they expect us to dig our forks in. So after you put it in your mouth, would you put it back in? So I flagged down a busboy and got him to bring me a large spoon. And this reminds me of only a month or two ago when the idiot governor of our state, Sisolak, said you could only have 4 people at a table. And I've got 4 kids and a fiance, so I have 6, sometimes 5. So we'd have to sit at 2 separate tables if we wanted to eat out. So either you put the restaurant out of business and kill them, because I won't do that. Or if I choose to sit at 2 separate tables, that means I won't get COVID. If the 6 of us sat together, COVID, we're dead. It's all so dumb. It's all so ignorant. It's meant for sheeps. You must be a sheeple. You've got to be a sheeple to believe this stuff and to listen to it. Stop being a sheep. Think for yourself. Wayne Allyn-Root, God bless. See you tomorrow.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck. Or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.